You're listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler.
That's right, everybody. It's Beer Talk Today. Oh man, that thing's still on. All right, how's everybody doing out in Radio Land?
Radio Land is good.
Radio Land is good. That's good.
It's all right.
That was actually a question for the actual listeners of Radio Land.
I suppose that's what Radio Land means. But in my mind, I'm talking to Kyle and John. We're all here on Beer Talk Today, and you're gonna be hearing a lot of us. We just got a lot of things to talk about. All sorts of news, stories, events, thoughts, opinions, and other great things about beer.
We should do a whole show where we do beer music to bridge the gap between beer talk shows and music shows.
We should. So what would that be? That'd be
like Real Big Fish on repeat.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, that's Beer by Real Big Fish.
I'm sure there's other
songs. There's probably a song about a 40.
Lots of like Irish, some Irish drinking songs.
So yeah, it'd be Real Big Fish, maybe something from Snoop Dogg, and then Flogging Molly for the rest. And
something like that.
The 45 minutes.
If we can get a hold of that Sam Calagione rap CD, Dogfish Head rap CD.
New Glarius.
Which I did look for, but couldn't find. In his book, he claimed it was on the website, but I couldn't find it. Yeah. But he hip hops.
Well, we should try that.
We definitely, yeah. It's
talking
a good idea.
Talking is exhausting.
We should send Sam an email. See if he can send it over the interweb.
Yeah. I'll just give him a call. You know, I got his phone number. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Maybe.
No.
We could. Apparently, Steve's has good connections with them.
Steve's yeah. Liquor.
Well, I have good connections with Steve's. Meaning, I've talked to the lady at the counter. I've bought beer from them. I am aware of their existence. Anyway, we're gonna start with news in 60 seconds. Think you can handle it, John?
Yeah.
All right.
Parched. It's really windy out on the bike.
I believe it.
Some big wind rolling through Madison tonight.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, according to drinkcraftbeer.com, Ron Jeffries of Jolly Pumpkin has started Northern United Brewing Co., comprised of 3 new Jolly Pumpkin cafes. And according to mlive.com, NUBC will also include a spirits distiller and a small winemaker. Next, according to mlive.com, Point's Nude Beach Summer Wheat Beer label has been deemed detrimental to the health and well-being of Michigan's general public. Lastly, this week is Craft Beer Week, so drink craft beer. And once again, for a second reminder, Fromagination is hosting 3 exciting beer cheese courses coming up. The first one is Stinky Cheese and Funky Beer. This will be held on May 14th. Next is Grilling with Beer and Cheese, which will be held on May 19th, and Cheese Loves Beer, which will be held on May 20th.
Nice.
I think.
You were beer in 50 seconds, or like 45 or something.
I think we're done doing this show.
All right. Peace out. No, it's good.
And I would like to expand on those last few. The first one, Funky Beer or Stinky Beer. Funky Cheese and Stinky Beer.
No, it's backwards still.
Shoot. Funky Beer and Stinky Cheese.
There you go.
No, that's still backwards.
No, that's right.
Yeah, no, yeah, Stinky Cheese and Funky Beer is it.
Oh.
Is going to be hosted by Ron Extract of Shelton Brothers Importers.
Correct.
Grilling with Beer and Cheese will be hosted by
Lucy Saunders,
beer and cooking author and grilling right. and cooking author. Right. And lastly, the Beer Loves Cheese or Cheese Loves Beer will be hosted by Dan Carey of New Glarus.
True. You just keep switching things around.
Wow.
And for a quick transition, so Ron Extract, Shelton Brothers, one of the beers that he represents is
Jolly Pumpkin.
Jolly Pumpkin.
So turning to Michigan Banning Point Summer. I'm just kidding. Jolly Pumpkin. There's a lot of exciting things going on.
Sounds crazy.
3 new cafes, which will be
cool.
Distributing Jolly Pumpkin beers. It'll also be
brewing. It sounded
brewing non-sour Jolly Pumpkin beers.
Yeah, it sounded, from what I understood, is a really kind of poorly written article. But
we're not here to critique that.
Yeah, it sounded like he is going to buy or kind of collaborate with 2 existing brew pubs, because it said something about them being like the 2 most popular brew pubs in the state.
Right.
And then it's got a new one that's going to brew some Jolly Pumpkin beers that will not be soured. So there's going to be like, the original brewery is going to be the sour beers, and then they're going to brew other like non-sour beers somewhere else, mm-hmm. which makes sense because I'm assuming in that building, anything that comes in contact with that building is probably going to be sour
yeah.
at this point. All the bugs they have floating around. But
And then with that, apparently a 60,000 gallon a year distillery and a 50,000 gallon a year winemaker.
Or that's like what the license is. You can do up to that much.
That's the cap, yeah.
yeah. yeah. Which that's cool.
That's interesting. Is it going to be like a sour... sour vodka?
Sour it's like vodka wine. And vinegar poured together.
Like a grape Sour Patch Kid.
Something.
That will mess you up.
So yeah.
That's cool. I would imagine that his spirits would be really good. He, you know, obviously knows a lot about wood and could do some oak aged wines and stuff. But yeah, it's cool that it sounds like he's sort of trying to be a jack of all trades, which is kind of funny because it's sort of you think of Jolly Pumpkin as like one of those breweries that just does one thing like a really very well.
Specific niche brewery.
Yeah. And like, and it's kind of funny. I'd like to, I tried to call him, but of course, by the time I thought of it, it was much too late. But I'll try getting a hold of him again and ask him about it because that was kind of when we, in the interview we had with him, he kind of talked about how the whole idea behind Jolly Pumpkin was just to brew this one specific style of beer that was, at least at the time, pretty obscure. Mm-hmm. It's become, because of Jolly Pumpkin probably and some other imports, it's become a little bit more common. But yeah, it's interesting that he'd sort of try and become a jack of all trades. Maybe he's just trying to compete with Bell's, take him down. I don't know. Maybe Bell's will start doing sour beers to compete.
Well, the one thing, you know, when I first read that, I didn't see the part where he's going to make non-sour beers. And I thought, I would, like, this cafe is going to fail.
I would not want to hang out and drink, four sour beers.
It is, yeah. It's all
intense,
he's got.
They're all intense beers.
Yeah.
And
good stuff. Really good stuff.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. I love Jolly Pumpkin beers. Them, I really like
but
their brewery.
They are intense. You know, it's a great thing that when you try it every once in a while, but to sit down at a bar and have, and like, that's your only option.
Yeah.
You're picking like one of the furthest beers on the beer spectrum for people to try.
It's gonna be a lot of
and
people
if you're
who don't
like
those.
The entry level, no one would ever want that. So,
yeah, a brew pub that serves only sour beers would be a little rough.
Right.
But at the same time, it'd be cool to have those around to pair with food and stuff. But
I'm just really excited to see what some of these beers taste like without the sour.
Yeah.
That sour is a massively strong, overpowering flavor. You really don't know
what's going on underneath. I don't know if I agree. I think some of them are kind of subtle. I really like the little Roja is a pretty subtle kind of blend of, it's not intensely sour, but I know what you mean. They all sort of have the same
distinct sourness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a Jolly Pumpkin sourness that they all have. And
yeah.
It is fairly overpowering, but they each do have their nuances, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he can do, and hopefully, you know, maybe if he's able to expand, get some more beers out here, because they're kind of hard to find out here at this point. And hopefully we'll get some of his distilled products too, and maybe even some Jolly Pumpkin wine, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But
So then next up
we got the
talking about the light switch. Let's talk about
Kyle, what are you doing?
I found a light switch. I wanted to know what it did.
Well, Point Brewery. Kyle.
Apparently nothing.
Yeah. Well, Point Brewery's beer label banned in Michigan.
Stirring up a storm.
What is going on? Well, to describe this to people, if you haven't seen the Point Nude Beach Wheat, I think the name kind of says it all. It's like a cartoon picture of a bunch of people on a presumably nude beach, but their private areas are covered up with various beach accessories, picnic baskets, towels, surfboards, beach
hiding
balls.
Their sexy parts.
Yeah, hiding their sexy parts. So it's you know, it's not pornographic.
It's kind of like if you were to take
a cartoon.
Yeah, it's like it's a cartoon anyway.
You know when you're the beginning of all Austin Power movies? When he's walking around and there's always random things?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, playfully cartoonized, and then...
On a beach. Yeah.
With beer.
And not Mike Myers.
You know? And not Mike Myers.
Yeah, less Mike Myers. But they said that, like, the Alcohol Bureau deemed it like possibly hazardous to health or public safety or something like
hazardous.
That.
Hazardous.
Yeah, can you read that again? What is
detrimental to the health and well-being of the general public?
This coming from the state that has the auto industry, which is apparently great for the emissions there, and the state that also produced Eminem. So
true.
I think that might be a little more detrimental.
And Kid Rock. Don't forget
and
that.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Who has a beer?
who was going to.
Which is probably way more detrimental to my health.
Yeah, wasn't it called like Kid Rock's Kick-Ass Beer or something like that? Yeah. That's way worse than Nude Beach.
Yeah.
What a joke. I don't know. It kind of reminds me, there was some Belgian beer. I think it might have been a Cantillon beer or something that for a long time wasn't allowed in here because it had like some old painting of like a naked lady on it.
Mm.
It wasn't like allowed to be imported in the States or something.
That's strange.
Who cares? Put it in a paper bag. Sell it.
Drink it in public.
Drink it in public. Exactly.
Put it in a paper bag.
And the other one, Craft Beer Week.
Woo.
Drink a beer.
Yeah.
Listen to a craft beer show. Yes, you should all be celebrating Craft Beer Week right now. You are.
Enjoy a week.
Yes. Cool.
That's all I got for that one. I don't know.
All right, cool.
It's great.
Excellent.
Without Craft Beer Week, there would be one less themed week.
Yeah, it's true.
And a few less craft beers drank, I bet.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know if I've drank any more craft beer this week than normal.
I think I've drank less, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'll try this. We better step it up. It's only Tuesday.
I guess so.
All right.
Might have to go get my Tuesday two-hearted.
Yes. Yeah. Something like that. Well, if that does it, is it time for Kyle Brown's editorial?
It is time.
Kyle Brown's editorial.
There we go.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
So this weekend I was out in Delafield and got a chance to swing by the Delafield Brewhouse, and I have never seen a brewery hit two spectrums of the beer realm, and that was their Strawberry Blonde Lager.
Strawberry Blonde Lager, okay.
And their Old Number 7 Barley Wine.
So these are the two beers you ordered?
These are the two beers, one for myself and one for my girlfriend.
Was the Strawberry Lager?
It was amazing! Oh my god. It was like a wine cooler with a hint of barley. It was the most bland, basic beer.
That was the barley wine?
No.
You need to clarify.
Okay. The Strawberry Blonde Lager was basically their blonde lager, which they also had on the menu. And I'm going to go on a limb and say add syrup.
And you think it was a Leinenkugel style?
They had two different. Do you think they had two different taps, or do you think they were adding syrup?
Oh, no, the no. They weren't just taking like Hershey's syrup mix and dumping it in.
Why not? Why waste the tap line?
Hey, they do that with Berliner Weiss sometimes. Woodruff syrup, it's legit.
Yeah,
if the Germans do it, it's legit. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why waste the tap line? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, so the Strawberry Blonde Lager.
They weren't doing that, though.
No, they weren't doing that.
Okay.
There's
Are you
a
sure?
separate brood. Yes, I'm sure.
You sure they didn't have fresh picked strawberries in the secondary?
No, I'm not sure. That's why I'm saying I'm going on a limb.
Okay.
And I'm guessing they just added syrup into the flavoring.
So what was the color? Was it like pink or like red?
It was pretty vibrantly pink.
Vibrantly pink.
Yeah, it was a bright one. You would mistake it for
a rosé.
Yeah. You wouldn't mistake it for a wine cooler.
Huh.
Interesting. So you think it was like a Leinenkugel style syrup?
That's exactly what I thought. And I tasted it. I was like, oh, yep, and you can keep that. And mine, on the other hand, the Old Number 7 Barley Wine was awesome.
Yeah.
It's aged in oak bourbon barrels for 18 months and comes out at 12.5%.
Wow.
It was delicious.
It was good. That might be, I know they won Great American Beer Festival for, I think it was their barley wine.
Yeah,
it could be.
It might have been that beer.
And if that's it, I mean, it was good. It was really good. I was very excited.
So what was in the middle? So those are the two ends of the spectrum. What was in the middle on tap?
You know, in the middle, I didn't actually get a chance to taste anything
else.
Well,
I'm sure you probably only had the one.
Yeah, I figured that was enough.
Barley wine.
But they have their Batch 500 right now, which is a ESB. They also had a, I can't remember the name, but it was an IPA.
Mm.
And then their standards, they have a... some type of Hefeweizen something. He likes to make really long names.
Yeah.
If you remember some of his other stuff. But they also had their Pewaukee Porter, named after Pewaukee Lake. And can't remember what that other one was.
But it's pretty standard stuff in the middle.
Yeah,
there.
They had an amber. And yeah, they had their standard four beers like most places do. But, you know.
Interesting.
that old number 7 barley wine was awesome. It was really good. And then to the funniest part of the whole thing, I came home and to my girlfriend's house, and her mom says, she tells her mom, like, oh, yeah, this strawberry beer. And her mom says, oh, I got a whole growler of it, and it's in their fridge. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going back to the store. And, you know, and then I go and buy a six-pack of some IPA or something. Just, yeah.
Couldn't handle a growler of the strawberry blonde?
No.
It's a pretty clever name, though.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
What was the name?
The strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde lager.
Like a hair color.
Yeah. No, I got that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I just thought there was a more clever name.
Yeah. I guess there's not. All right, cool. That's not that clever.
You really built it up.
I mean, it was okay.
So, there you have it.
Cool. Right. Do you have
another editorial, don't
I think so.
Do we need to run the clip again?
Well, I think, well, let's run the
it's
other
not
clip.
An
let's
editorial. Run, let's run the you other can run clip. Another, if you All want right, to. Okay, we'll make it one.
Kyle Brown's editorial.
There you go.
Great.
Number two.
We are in the midst of great taste ticket mania.
Great taste.
Crazies.
Yeah.
Ticket sales mania.
I'm just trying to make like a trend, and I'm hoping all the other news stations that try to steal their media from us, you know, it's going to spread out. Tomorrow you're going to turn on the TV, Fox News. Great taste ticket mania. But
very likely.
You know, like every year, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the great taste tickets just went on sale on May 2nd, is that right?
Sure, probably.
We'll say that.
Whatever that Sunday was.
Sure. And shortly after that, there has been a plethora of postings on Craigslist, which we went through and started looking at, of all these people who are desperate to get their great taste tickets. And we pulled up a few. One of them says, drink beer for free. And this guy apparently sat out in line for 6 hours and then realized that you can only buy 2 tickets instead of 4, which I don't know if I buy that because...
They're pretty clear about it.
It's posted everywhere and guys are walking through the line. But either way, he got there. He was out of luck. He needs one more ticket. So he says he'll buy both your tickets at face value and then give you one back. So he's trying to avoid the whole scalping thing. Pretty clever, I thought. Another person, I didn't find anyone to watch my kids. My fiance and I moved to Minneapolis and the person that was supposed to wait in line flaked out us up at the last minute. Please help us out. Let's see. There's some other interesting ones. I got there and could only buy 1 ticket. I just need one more. I don't get that one.
That doesn't make any sense.
Unless she got cut off, you know.
Unless she was
the last one.
Which really, that there's only 4 people that could have happened to, because everyone bought 2. Like almost everyone bought 2.
Yeah.
So there's only, you know, there's only 1 cutoff at each line. But yeah. And then the last one, which we found, which really was the funniest one of them all. Looking for a pair of tickets. Had a baby and couldn't wait in line. Thank you. And then below that is a picture of a brand new newborn baby in the hospital. So this person literally went into labor when they were going to go into line. So.
And the second ticket is for their baby?
I think the second ticket might... See, you know, that was a question. We, you know, if they're it's like a newborn, like... Are both the parents going to go and they're going to find a sitter?
I don't know.
Or,
I guess.
I mean, also, how long?
She'll be 3 months, 4 months old by then. I mean,
are you, can you
stir fry?
Is it, what?
I don't know.
Is it safe to, breastfeed and consume alcohol? And also, how long do babies normally breastfeed?
I don't know.
Because it would be safe to do that during that time.
No, but you can. There's ways around that, I'm sure.
I'm sure, but, you know.
Formula.
Yeah.
Other ways that we don't need to talk about on Beer Talk.
Right. I'm just saying. Beer, it's... Okay, I'm done. But then there's one guy who's trying to sell his tickets for $150.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. You know.
Take some cojones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does, because if you track him down. You know, and I thought about it, like, oh, you know, that jerk. He's screwing out this beer festival, but... I also buy my football tickets every year and then put them up to the highest bidder, so.
So you are that jerk.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but football is not nearly as noble as beer festivals.
Well, to me, but.
To us, weirdos. Excellent.
Yeah, okay. So if you have 2 tickets and want to help a couple out with a baby.
Yeah, I think that one's the best. Just posting the picture. I hope it was just a fake. I kind of like, she just like went online and like Googled like infant.
Yeah, newborn.
You know, it's funny that like the way that people try to like become like personal with you or try to like persuade you. You know, some people are like, I would be eternally grateful. I really don't think you would be, but like, are you 60 years later, you're going to be sitting on your rocking chair, you know, like, I am so grateful for that person. You know,
is it like the Count of Monte Cristo where you just like follow him around and like protect him the rest of the time?
Yeah. There's also a lot of people like trying to relate. Like one of this, help a Madison beer lover out. Another one, help a fellow drinking American Wisconsinite.
Wow, like, do not help that guy.
Like, really trying to like get in. Another one, I don't know what this one, what this guy was thinking. Thanks, hopeful beer-loving Chicagoan.
You're not getting one ticket,
that's
buddy.
That's not going to happen.
Don't tell him you're from Chicago.
So, probably went the other way.
Chicagoan, that's almost like, this is like the beer-loving American. You should have been like wine-loving Quebecois, like looking for tickets to Great Taste.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, excellent. Nice editorials.
The mania has started.
The mania has started.